This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. I know that this is going to happen, Sean. Okay? Because, you know, you can never convince people. The ones that don't believe in Tua or disbelievers will always be disbelievers of Tua. Mike Gesicki, who last time I checked plays tight end for the Miami Dolphins, correct? Right? Yeah. I think he plays with a guy named Tua, right? So he was on Adam Brenneman's show. It's called The Brenneman Show. And they asked him about playing with Tua. And here was Mike Gesicki's comments on playing with Tua. Go ahead.
No, but I love playing with Tua. And, like, I'm not – I say this behind closed doors. I say it on Brenneman shows up. I'll say it on friggin' ESPN. I don't care. They would never have me on ESPN. But, like, I think Tua's great. I think he has a really strong arm, and I think he's extremely accurate. And that's, like, he can put it wherever he wants. And, I mean, I think I've – only gotten like a better connection with him as our 2 years have progressed. So I'm fired up to.
I'm excited to see your guys.
So, and listen, I get it. What's up, Brett? How you doing, man? So I get that people, those of you that can't ever be convinced of it, won't believe this, but I think this is a kid that's going to win a lot of people over this year. And I think he's been misjudged. He's a winner. He has proven that over and over again throughout his career. His toughness, I think, cannot be ever questioned. I think eventually what he needed was the right support around him. And now I'm hoping that he has that right support. If Mike McDaniel is that coach we think he is, this should give this young man the stage he needed in order to shine. And what I love about Tua is this. This is not a guy you need to motivate to try to be great. He wants to be great. And he wants to be on that field. That's why he has worked harder than anybody else from after every single one of these injuries. And he handled the last 2 years like he was a 15-year veteran. When I watch Baker Mayfield come apart in every way, shape, and form, when they were trying to first, when they tried to just trade for Watson and it failed, he lost it. Whereas Tua had to hear this every day. He knew his coach didn't want him and his coach was trying to lobby for Watson. And the kid never flinched and you know, handled everything like a true pro. I think when you're mentally built that way and you can handle Saban, and you can handle the 2 years under Flo. This kid is seasoned as a football player and is seasoned as a political football player off the field too, because he has seen the politics and the BS already up front. All you got to do now is fix the X's and O's in front of him. And if you know how to coach up the Jimmys and Joes and put them in the right spots, Tua's going to make the difference. And I think he's going to change a lot of people's minds this year. And I think he's going to win a lot of you over. And I think that's going to be, you know, in a way, this might end up becoming a more satisfying way for Tua, because he's going to end up winning over half his fan base who didn't believe in him. And eventually, when you go in not believing in somebody and then they prove you wrong, you become bigger fans of them, because that's human nature. You know what I mean? That's the American way. We love the underdog. We love the person that proves us wrong. You know, if you're a normal human being, you know what I mean? You weirdos might hold it against them for the rest of your lives, which I don't get that. But if you're a real Dolphin fan, you embrace the person that overcomes the adversity. You know what I'm saying? And that's half the battle.